no idea you guys had a podcast.
Yeah.
we were trying to talk to Brew and Bake for a while. And then they were kind of hesitant, but then they gave us the go-ahead, and then we never followed up.
Oh, really? I didn't know that they...
They did.
Oh.
They gave us the go-ahead, but...
I thought they were, since we're probably not part of the community, like, we don't fit in their community.
We do. They were busy. They have the whole house stuff, right? They build houses.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they're... Oh, do you even know that?
I have no idea.
You worked there for like 20 years. Come on now.
How long did you work at Brew and Bake?
How long did I work there? I was pretty on and off. I would say maybe 3-4-ish years, like back and forth.
Really?
Because I would leave and then I'd come back. They always had a spot for me if I needed to come back.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, I loved working there.
Are you a coffee fan now? Like, are you obsessed with coffee?
I was always a coffee fan. When I was working there, I was definitely a big coffee
fan.
Can
you tell, like, the different, like, taste of coffee? Like, you know how some people are wine connoisseurs and they can really get into the different types of wines?
I can kind of tell the difference of the taste. For me, it's more of the effect after I drink the coffee. Like, oh, this one makes me more anxious. Oh, this one, I'm, like, sweating more.
Oh, really? Like differences like that? Like, Mike has a good conspiracy theory about coffee.
Oh, really? So you got to put me on the spot, huh?
Yeah, tell her the conspiracy.
I don't even remember it.
Remember, it's the what coffee does. I remember your conspiracy better than you.
Remember? You can tell the whole story.
No.
So give me a little hint.
It's about our anxiety and muscle twitches and stuff with caffeine.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, but I think I was talking about like how they produce the beans. And
well, that's
there's
coffee.
Like not enough. You know, there's so many coffee places that we have to produce all these coffee beans, and it's like I feel like that with meat, you know, like we have to supply meat to all these McDonald's, Burger King's, restaurants. It's like, how do we have enough? So I feel like a lot of it's genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if places use organic beans, you're probably less likely to get anxiety. But if you have these genetically modified ones, maybe that's where you're going. You get that coffee, and then you're like, what the hell? This is different from... Because I can't even drink coffee anymore. Yeah. I have to drink decaf just for... Because I'm addicted to drinking something.
Did you see how bad decaf was for you?
It's worse.
I don't know why. I didn't read the story. I just read the headline.
Well, good. Now that we know everything.
I need to send it to you. Supposedly, decaf is much worse because of how much processing that it has to do to make it decaf.
That makes sense.
I'm just going to drink hot water.
It's the effect, right?
I really like tea lately.
What kind of tea?
All kinds of tea. It just depends on the mood and the type of day. Lately, I've been really into this tea. It's like mate tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Argentina, and you prepare it in like a special cup, and it gives you energy. A lot of athletes use it in Argentina.
Really?
Yeah, it's really nice. It has a nice taste. Yeah.
Is it available in most places you go to, or is it special?
No, I've never seen it here.
I've never seen it ever. I never had it.
I actually just made it up.
I got it in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I've definitely heard of it, but I don't...
It's called matcha?
No, mate.
Mate.
M-A-T-E.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. M-A-T-E.
It's really good.
Isn't that mate?
What do you put in it? Do you just drink it like raw?
I drink it straight up, or I like to add honey to it sometimes if I want it sweeter.
Yeah.
Give it a nice
See,
snort.
I think the conspiracy is people are adding all the sugar to the coffee, and that's what's giving you anxiety.
Yeah.
Right?
That, and also, I think, like, for example, Starbucks, they have so many stores, and they, like, mass produce their coffee. You got to think about, like, how long has that coffee been sitting? You know, like waiting to be transported to a store and then sitting, waiting to be served.
There's like,
I feel like
the like certain sits. Dates that you have to make coffee by, right? Like the produce by date and the,
they spoil.
Yeah.
For or they sure. expire
or they get, moldy? Not moldy, but
I'm sure they have a shelf life.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard it before and it wasn't very long.
Mm-hmm.
But we just still use it because they're, I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever been to a coffee shop where they like grind their own beans up and stuff? It's so much better.
It's real fresh.
I want to test your theory. So like what place can I go to where you feel like you don't get anxiety from coffee that I would know of?
She
we know some places in Houston too. So
let's see.
Have you been to Siphon Coffee?
I have.
How do you like that?
Siphon Coffee is really good.
It goes hard, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I like it. It's fresh.
What about Agora?
Agora is a little overrated. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's the one we go. It's like okay.
You're in Harry Potter. You walk up those little stairs.
I love the vibe. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's probably more of a vibe place.
Mm-hmm. But the coffee is actually not that good.
It's dog shit.
Yeah.
Because I don't. They don't carry heavy cream, which is a big.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They have half and half. Why do they do that? Just carry both creams. Why do you do the half and half thing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's like so many milks.
I mean, if you are you plant based?
Not really, but I do try to stay away from dairy when I drink coffee.
Really? Mm-hmm.
What do you substitute?
Lately, I've been really into coconut milk.
Mm. See, that's a good milk because it comes from a fruit.
Coconut milk or oat milk if they don't have coconut milk.
Yeah. Oat milk has like a lot of sugar now. I love oat milk, but it's
so
like
creamy.
Yeah, it tastes like like milk, you know. Yeah. I can't drink milk because I just mess with my stomach. But mm-hmm. I want to do oat milk, but then I'm trying to go. We drink so much of it. I'm like trying to do a lower calorie because I'm just getting really fat. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, I don't know. I think I need to do tea because I can deal with caffeine from tea because less than coffee, mm-hmm. but it still kind of gets me a little jittery.
A little rambunctious.
Really?
Okay. Let's go with these fucking words. All right. So we're talking about coffee all the time because right now, at least, because we met you at the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And you were the shy girl that hardly said anything. And wore all these big clothes and oftentimes tired because I felt like you were studying or something.
You were homeschooled, right?
No, I wasn't homeschooled. I went to school at Brazoswood.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in Lake Jackson, went to public school. But, I think, what was I doing at the time? I was dancing, driving to Houston and taking dance classes.
So that's why you're tired.
I was also working at another place in Surfside, the little daiquiri shack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I was also studying to get my personal trainer certification.
Oh, wow. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Dang. So where are you at with that?
I got certified, but then I didn't really want to train other people after that.
That's funny. Well, fuck everybody
else.
It's
like being a teacher nowadays. It's like, I want to be a teacher. Then they're like, I don't really want to be it.
Yeah, it's not for me.
I love the studying and the learning about how to work out and nutrition and everything. But then after I got certified, I was like, I don't want to be responsible for other people's health right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So what I was getting at is you were just shy. I felt like it was kind of hard to get anything out of you.
Yeah.
And then now we see you. You're what do you consider a go-go dancer or what kind of, just you're probably all around dancer because we definitely see that you do choreography and stuff. But
I would call myself a performing artist.
Mm. There you go.
That's the general idea.
And you're not shy when it comes to this. So it's like you're having to be up on a stage and dancing and hardly wearing anything.
Yeah.
So, but is that like, so once you're done with that, are you back to shy Carly or?
I guess it depends on the situation. I think I definitely break out of my shell when I'm performing.
It helped you build your confidence?
When I have I feel like I'm a character. I'm a different persona. Mm-hmm.
When you're
like
dancing.
You were talking about Beyonce, she has her Sasha Fierce. Like, that's my Sasha Fierce.
Really?
I'm not just Carly anymore.
Do you have an alter ego? Like, do you have a name?
I'm still working on one. I don't have like a full alter ego personality yet, but I definitely need one. I think it's important to have one.
I feel like you can't make it up. You have to get the name from somebody.
Yeah, someone.
Maybe like your like your friends. Like maybe your. They're friends you dance with.
Okay.
I feel like it has to come from someone.
It has to be given.
You can't be, what is it, self-proclaimed?
Yeah, you got to be endowed.
Okay, gotcha.
The whole sword thing, you know?
Tap on the shoulders. So how did you get into it?
Oh, okay, well, let's see. I started going to dance classes in Houston because I didn't know what else to do. I was in Lake Jackson. There's no dancing there in Lake Jackson. I found this dance studio. It was actually a Latin dance studio, And I went, I found them on Instagram. I drove up there after work and I took a class. And that same day they were having auditions for their company. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go audition. So I went in the room and I was like, can I audition? And she was like, okay, freestyle. And I was like, okay. So I started dancing. We got connected. I started dancing at her company. And then a little bit later, she had an opportunity for go-go dancing. And I did not know what go-go dancing was. Never heard of it. She told me it was $100. You go freestyle. It's a really good opportunity for you to like learn how to perform. And she was telling me it really helped her in her career when she was first starting. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it. Like, I could not believe I was going to get paid to dance. And so I was maybe 19, 20. So I'd never really been to a club before. I go to this club. They put me in this like thong outfit and give me this fake ponytail. And they're like, here, put this in your hair. And okay, go get on the bar and dance.
What? Oh my God. Like,
what is happening? And it's like a crazy club. Like everyone's jumping and dancing. And I'm just like, okay. So I start dancing. And the first time I was like so blown away. And I got my check. And I was like, oh my gosh, $100.
For the whole night?
For 2 hours. Yeah.
Oh, that ain't bad.
2 hours of dancing. Just going out and having fun and wearing a cute outfit. And then after that, I just fell in love with it. And so I would go-go on the weekends. And then after a little while, I decided, I really like this go-go dancing. I want to do it more. I want to go to more places and dance with more people. So I started, like, going on Instagram, of course. And I found that they have go-go companies, like, entertainment companies in Houston. Shit. Who book, like, dancers and clubs. And so I reached out to a few of them, and the one who got back to me was Hype Entertainment, which is the one I work with now. And they were just coming back from after COVID. They were just starting back getting gigs again, and so I started working with them. And then I really loved working with them, and I was getting burnt out from the coffee shop, and it just felt like I needed to take a break from all my working. I was getting so burnt out. So I finally quit Brew and Bake, quit working everywhere in Lake Jackson. And I told Priscilla, who owns Hype, I just quit all my jobs. So I have all this free time, and just book me everywhere. And I want to work with you. And if you need any help with anything, I'm here. I'm available. I'm ready to be a dancer full time.
Damn.
Yeah, it was really scary at first, but that was like my kick through the door, and now I'm like dancing full time and managing and doing all kinds of things. All dance, no more coffee.
So are you dancing like throughout the week too, the weekdays?
Normally it's like Thursday through Sunday.
And so what do you do during the days you're not dancing?
So I'm on the management for Hype now. So I help with putting together the costumes for all the girls, the scheduling, making sure they have the right pairs dancing together, who's available, what outfit will look good for their body type, washing the costumes because most of the costumes are very delicate, so you have to hand wash them. Let them air dry, take them back to storage. We have a giant storage unit that's like filled with costumes and wigs and accessories and shoes. Like, it's insane. So got to organize that and return everything. Make sure all the girls have all their information for where to go, what time to get there.
Okay. So you're pretty involved.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about this moment when you said they gave you a thong and like they were like, get up on the bar. Was it like a fight or flight situation? Were you like, you gotta say yay or nay? Or did like, what was going through your mind when that first initial time happened? Because I'm sure it's overwhelming.
It was very overwhelming, but it was also kind of like, oh, I really want to do this. This is really fun. Like, They're letting me do this.
Really?
Yes. I was surprised. I really surprised myself. Because I am very shy. And so it's something I always wanted to do, but I never thought that I could do it. And then I was just there in the situation. So I just kind of was like, okay, here I go.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were your initial moves like? Did you kind of stumble around?
I kind of started with like just kind of swaying side to side. No, you didn't.
The Macarena.
10 and 2.
I would look at my partner and just kind of follow her.
Oh, you were dancing with somebody?
Mm-hmm. There's always at least two of us. So she's like on the other side of me. So I'm just kind of watching her. And then what happened? Oh, and then the bar manager comes up to us with these giant, you know, those sticks that they use for like the bottles?
Oh, yeah.
The flashing ones, yeah. The giant ones. They hand us those. So I'm just like playing with the lights.
Do you choreograph like a dance now? Like, do you have a plan before you go up there?
No.
Or is it just all freestyle?
For go-go dancing, it's all freestyle.
Is someone judging you about how you dance? Like, do you get down and you're like, hey, you really didn't do it like good tonight?
No.
Right? Because it really doesn't. Is it really about dancing, or is it like you're getting paid to like be like eye candy a little bit, right?
Definitely. For go-go dancing, you don't have to be like throw all these dance skills up on the floor, because you really don't have that much room.
Yeah.
And you're kind of just ambiance, like something to look at for like the viewer to see and make them want to dance.
Yeah.
That's the main job. It's not like this is a performance, watch me, because that's not going to happen in the club.
Are y'all affiliated with like the bottle service group and all that stuff too, or is that separate?
No, it's all separate, which is one thing I love about go-go dancing, because it's like you're kind of in the nightlife industry, but you're also not. You just kind of show up, dance, and leave.
That's cool.
You don't have to deal with all the other aspects of the industry.
Like the club management part of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it fulfilling your desire to dance? Like, do you dance other places to get the creative artist aspect of it?
Yes, it's definitely, go-go dancing is not that fulfilling.
Yeah.
But it's just fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right now in my life, I'm just doing it for fun. And I definitely want to do more outside of go-go dancing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like a gateway.
Yes, it's definitely a gateway. It's definitely helped with the, you know, the performance side, the making sure I'm got my makeup on right. I learned how to do makeup. I learned how to do hair. I'm practicing showing up on time and
practicing.
Yeah,
that's probably a little rare in the industry, huh?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Practicing showing up on time.
Yes.
So, are you getting kind of burned out? I imagine there's a lot of repetitive moves up there. You're like, there's only so much you can do in a little space, and you're not really able to like do much. So, are you like getting to the point where it's like an hour in, you're like, this is work?
Yes, I definitely was burnt out. I want to say almost, has it been a year? Last August, I kind of stopped go-go dancing for a while.
Mm.
I took a break because I was dancing every weekend. And our company invested in me to teach classes. So I was teaching classes and go-go dancing, and I was getting really exhausted. So I kind of took a break. And now I'm just now starting getting back into dancing.
What kind of again. Classes are you teaching?
I was teaching go-go classes mm-hmm. for girls who wanted to go-go dance, but needed a little extra help. So yeah, my boss would rent out a studio for us, and I would make a little dance schedule and post it on Instagram and invite, you know, girls who had reached out to me before, who really want that opportunity and haven't had the opportunity or had anyone take the time to help them. And so, yeah, they would come to my classes and I would teach them like how to move your arms slow or look in the mirror and look at your faces and just stuff like that. And it was really fun because I got to watch girls who didn't think they could go-go dance actually end up getting booked like a few months later and get to like live one of their little dreams. It's so cute. Yeah.
So what is like the, there's a, like a dark side too, right? Like y'all are performing, but do you get people coming up to you wanting to get you to do other things, like go to like perform other places, or is it like a big drug scene too?
Not that I know of, really. I'm sure there is a lot of dark energy and bad things going on at the clubs we're at, but us go-go dancers, we go and dance on our set and then we go in the back and we don't really talk to or interact with anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all don't hang out after the fact or do y'all go till close?
No. We're usually out by 1:30, 1:45. We don't stay after. We walk each other to our cars or we ride together. Yeah, we're pretty safe. We like to stick with the buddy system.
Yeah, no, I imagine y'all are kind of vulnerable in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But do y'all drink when y'all are dancing to like take the edge off?
I have a few times, but I don't really prefer to.
You got
to
watch that because you can imagine you can get
careful.
Drugged or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I only take shots from maybe the bar manager if he's offering it and I'm like, oh, I can't say no. Okay, one little shot.
Mm-hmm.
But from guests, I get offered shots all the time and I never take them.
Do you do the trick where you throw it behind your back?
Oh no, I should have told them, no, I'm working. Thank you though. You take it, pour it in their mouth.
Going to the club, is it become is it boring now? The club scene, because you're going there as for a job. It's not like you want to go there.
Yeah.
So after a period of time, has it become kind of stagnant for you?
When I'm not working, is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Like, would you go to the club on your night off? Like, hey, I'm going to go support my friend who's dancing.
Yeah, I do sometimes. But I never really have been a clubber or partier anyways.
You're blowing my mind.
So for me, when I've discovered go-go dancing, I'm like, oh, this is way more fun than going to club because I don't have to go out and spend money. I can go and make money and I don't have to talk to anyone or dance with anyone. I can dance by myself.
That's that shy part of it.
Yeah. And like, my outfit's already taken care of.
That's funny. Do you get into the design work of the outfits too, or are you just picking from that garage, what'd you say, like the warehouse?
So I am not good at styling at all, but I do help Priscilla. She is like the genius. She's so good at creating looks, but she uses me as like her Barbie doll. So we'll spend hours in there. She'll just like put things on me and try on different outfits and take pictures of me. We have like a lookbook. So I'm not like the brains of it, but I am in the process. I'm there just so she can dress me up and see how they look on me. Which actually over time, I kind of start to like see how she's thinking. So I can sometimes put a look together, but no, I'm not very good at styling.
Oh, it's like you're training on the job with her, so that's
good.
Yeah,
I've kind of had a little bit of training. I know, like, you got to have a necklace, you got to have this, you got to have this.
Yeah, the outfits look pretty cool. They're always flashing, and there's, like, mirrors on stuff.
Yes.
And crazy glasses I've never seen in a store. So
yes.
I don't know where they get that stuff from, but I want some.
They're so much fun. And she actually will send, like, all the packages because she's from Vegas. So she's like managing the company from Vegas, but she'll send like all the packages to my place. And so I'll have a day where it's like Christmas and I'm opening all these boxes and I'm trying everything on and sending her pictures. And
that's probably fun for you.
I'm like, I can't believe this is my job right now. I'm working and I'm just like playing dress up and opening presents.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's all under Hype.
Mm-hmm.
So what else does Hype do?
What else does Hype do? We do go-go dancing. We've done some restaurants, which have been fun, like the fine dining experience where they have little choreographed dances throughout the restaurant. We did one of those. Lots of private events, corporate events.
Really? Like corporations and y'all dance?
Like if like big companies have like holiday parties or birthday parties or weddings.
And y'all go-go dance at those?
Normally it would be more like ambiance. We would use more of our pretty costumes and just kind of be like a character walking around. Like one time I was a fairy at someone's wedding. So during their reception, I was just like a little fairy walking around and dancing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought you were really being fun. Like, when you said you're at corporate events, I thought you were go-go dancing. I was like, man, what kind of corporate? I want to go work there. Like a cool place.
That's funny.
I couldn't match those things together. Do you go to, Vegas too, right? Or no? So how often are you in Vegas?
I've been to Vegas. Not very often, but I have been quite a few times.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I saw that you had it in your profile that you're in Vegas too. And I don't, when I look at those parties, I don't know if they're in Vegas or here. They look the same.
Yes.
But I imagine Vegas is fun. Like
it's so much
way more fun than here.
Yes.
Is it really? Is it a big difference?
I mean, they have so many big clubs. Like Houston has a bunch of clubs, but Vegas has a bunch more. They're bigger. I imagine more people go to them.
Yes, there's a lot more opportunities there, definitely, to dance. And just the energy is so much better because people go there to dance and have fun. In Houston, it seems like a lot of people just go out to drink.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're going to Vegas to party, right? People are going to Vegas to let loose and unwind.
Yeah, exactly.
Where people in Houston, they probably live around the area and they're
going there. It's the same people, seeing the same friends, going to the same places,
Are you want to move to Vegas eventually?
Definitely. I will be living in Vegas at some point.
Really?
What's holding you back now?
Nothing's holding me back at all. I'm just waiting for the time. I'm just hanging out for now.
Yeah. What stops you from doing, because I know you want to go more like professional dancing, like I don't know what you would call it, but what stops you from going like California?
I've been to California before. I actually moved there right after high school. I lived there for 2 months until I ran out of money. The thing about LA is the industry is a lot more cutthroat. Everyone's there to do the same thing, follow their dream. And so I think before I go to California, LA, I need to have a little more of like, I need to know who I am more, if that makes sense. Right now, I'm just not ready yet. I know I'm not ready.
And how old are you? I don't even know.
I'm 23.
Okay, so you're pretty young.
Yeah.
You don't have to say you're only 23.
Only 23. I have so much time.
I'm such a baby.
Yes, exactly. Technically, I'm only a three-year-old adult.
By 10 years?
I never thought about it that way. How much in dog years?
In dog years?
What would you say? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either.
You're actually almost 24.
I know.
Why don't we start the age when you're like growing in your mom's belly? Because you're skipping 9 months.
Yeah, I guess.
Have you thought about that?
Yeah, but I wasn't born yet. When you're born, it's like
point. You got a point.
When the birth has happened.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Ooh.
Conception day.
We all have one of those. I think in some cultures you start you start at zero.
Yeah. To me that makes more sense.
I forget which culture though.
Like we're skipping 9 months of our lives here.
You bring up a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember those 9 months. Do they really count?
You don't?
No.
It wasn't long ago.
You remember?
No.
I don't remember.
I remember it was stuffy. Like, I was like, can't stretch my legs in here.
Stretch my legs.
I wanted to talk about, so shifting to like your dancing, like we see the videos that you post where you're in the studio. Mm-hmm. Did you all, like, it just seems like you're not faking it, obviously. I mean, it's just like you're really good. And you're following this choreography and you have all these like body rolls, but it's also a lot of footwork and it's quick. You're really quick. Did you always know how to do that?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Were you kind of talented, though, before you started to learn that, or did you come a long way?
I don't think I really had any like natural talent.
Were you an athlete in school?
No.
No?
I've done dance my whole life. I started in ballet, though. So I did ballet until I was like maybe 12. And then I was like, oh, there's more than just ballet. And so I like went to a different studio and I started learning like jazz and like hip hop. But I was never really that good at like hip hop. I didn't have rhythm. I couldn't like bounce and rock. I was very awkward and stiff. And I wasn't the best dancer, but I was always so passionate about it. And so because I knew, I'm like, I'm not like that insanely talented, but I want to pursue this as my career. So I just started working really, really hard, practicing extra, practicing at home, taking classes online and going to classes in Houston. That's what helped me.
There's a lot of people.
I saw it.
That was not natural.
I can't believe
me.
I said it. We're trying to use our words carefully. Do you say a lot of people?
I've heard her. She's a victim.
You say a lot of people. We're trying to say, stop saying a lot of people or a lot of the time. You know what I mean?
Really?
Those little filler words. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Athletes are put into ballet because it's really strenuous. It teaches you how about balance and stuff. So maybe when you thought you weren't good, you're actually getting some badass training. Like UFC fighters go and take ballet to learn how to balance and
stuff.
Very
good. And it also lengthens their muscles. So if they fall the wrong way, they have some flexibility and they don't get as injured.
Whoa.
I didn't know that.
Football players
from ballet or just stretching?
I would say ballet because it's the stretch and the movement at the same time.
Is it? I never even thought about that's what it would be for. I thought it was just like
football players too.
Thing.
They get thrown around and slams into each other and they land the wrong way. Ooh.
Stressing you out a little bit, huh?
Yeah, football sweating. Players stress me out.
Really?
Yes.
So now that you say that you did ballet, it makes sense because I sense that you have really good posture when you're dancing. So you're you're dancing these hip hop moves, but you're also like lengthening.
Yes.
So you're getting full range of motion when you do your moves.
Yes.
And so that's what people, I think when they practice, it comes off like they're inexperienced because they're kind of shortening the movements. But you're like, and you're fast. Like, I guess that's maybe ballet too with the little twinkle toes, huh?
Yeah, I think so. That's so funny. I never thought I was fast with my movement. I've always felt I was very slow and kind of frolicky.
Well, at some point, so like it's a lot of body rolls, but then you'll jump to a next move and then go slow again. So it's, I know when I try to do move, like I like to dance, definitely not as good as you, but like when I look at myself go fast, it looks stupid. Like it's like I think I'm going fast and I'm thinking I'm hitting the spot, but it's like,
you record yourself and
I'm not
watch
doing it.
That's
I
so
used
funny
to.
Because I think the same thing about myself.
Okay. Well, I'm boosting you up then.
What if you're a really good dancer and you just don't know it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I might be. I have the mirrors in the garage.
It could be.
Not for that reason, but it could be with time.
What if you're a really good dancer and you just don't know?
I always appreciate dancing. I like looking at, like, I do more, like, you know, country. Me and my girlfriend do country two steps. We do waltz and, you know, all that. We try to get into Latin dancing and, like, West Coast swing. So it's very much couple related, but I also like to do a little hip hop, but I couldn't follow choreography.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the names of the moves, but
yes.
I like to feel like, I feel like you two, we have like some general rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could be taught probably. You know, some people just can't.
I took dance in high school for 2 years.
Did you? Is that where you got all your moves?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like the easy elective, so.
His go-to move is always the
knee one.
Just a little slight.
What is that called?
Is Break your
knees?
Something?
It's called break your knees or something?
I don't know.
Break them. Break them.
Break your leg. Break
them. Is that what it is?
I don't know. Maybe crazy legs. I don't know.
Crazy leg. What's your favorite hip-hop move?
My favorite hip-hop move? I don't know if I have a favorite. I like the little rock swingy thing, you know, with the, like, the shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
That one's fun.
The lean with it? Like the...
Oh, lean with it, rock with it.
Dang, she changed to a different person.
I don't know if I have a favorite.
I bet you can do those dances good, too. You know, like, can you do a Dougie good? You know how they get real low?
I'm still working on the Dougie. I'm still stressing about it. That one I struggle with so much.
What is the Dougie again?
So it's that one that's like it's like teach me how to, and it's like they do like the little head thing.
I can't do it.
But there's a general way to do it where it's kind of just like low key. But then some people really get their hips and they go low. They almost get down on the ground and on their hands and shit. I'm like, damn, like this motherfucker's getting it.
Yeah.
You've seen those people, right?
I've seen those people.
Yeah. You can't do that? I imagine you could do that really easily. Do it.
Yeah, I try. That I don't know, like what am I? Grooves were my like biggest weakness when I was like first getting into hip hop.
What's that?
Grooves, it's like the rock and the bounce and like the movement that's like in your chest and your body.
Really?
Because of my ballet training, I've been told to be stiff squeeze and don't move. So when I first like was learning hip hop, I could not figure out.
There's a lot of like. Yeah, she's right. A lot of like body move, like a little bit of that. Yeah, my shoulders,
my chest. Yeah, I always felt a little awkward, uncomfortable because I never moved it.
What about twerking? Is that a thing in go-go, or is that too easy?
Twerking, yeah, it's a thing. It's not like I don't do it often, but you know, there's a lot of twerk songs that come on in the club. You gotta. Throw it a little bit.
You have to, right? Like, if what is that song?
Sounds like a damn country song. What is that?
What are some of the songs that are just, like Pony? No, Pony wouldn't be a twerk.
No,
it's like a quick song. Blow the Whistle. That seems like you'd have to twerk to that.
They play that song every night.
Really? Yeah. Still?
Because how do you dance to go? It's like so fast, but it seems like kind of like a ass-shaking song.
That song is a little conversational too. So
is it?
Yeah, because he's kind of talking.
Oh, the actual song. Yeah,
yeah.
You almost you almost need like what is that? Like Flo Rida, the boots. What is it? Come on.
I don't know a lot of this.
Boots with on.
Yeah, is that a twerking one? That's a little slow, isn't it?
I wouldn't twerk to that one.
You know who constantly has a twerking song, is Tyga.
Yes.
Whatever Tyga's playing, I feel like it makes me want to twerk. So
yeah.
Tyga's a solid twerk.
Honestly, for me, I usually twerk to like the female songs, like Cardi B and like City Girls. What is that City Girls song? They always play it.
Oh, I
can't think of it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You should have Bluetooth
that.
Up. We could have listened to this.
Dude, yeah. Hold on. The City Girls?
But those songs are when I'm like, okay.
Which song will you lose it to? Not like, not talking about twerking or anything, but like when it comes on, you get hype. Like, it's not just like a job anymore. It's like, hey, this is going to be fun.
Okay. This is funny. Probably when they play, because I dance at a lot of Latin clubs. When they play Gasolina.
Oh my God.
Still, that's still popular. I like how you said it. Say it again.
Gasolina.
Yeah, no, she
Gasolina.
She changes to a different person with every type of song.
Anything
I gotta
daddy.
Say it right. I can't say it wrong.
What about Bad Bunny? You like Bad Bunny?
Oh, I love Bad Bunny.
Oh, that one would probably be good,
too. He has such good dancing music. Yes.
This one?
When this song comes on.
You lose control?
Because everybody does. It's
so
it's
fast.
A classic.
What will you start off with? What do you, how do you dance this fast? So what would be the thing? I know in Zumba, they did like this whole, you know.
Definitely like the shaky, shaky, shaky. And then this beat right here, it's kind of like groovy, get a little low.
This is a good, Daddy Yankee's been around so long.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't, hey, put the, The Viver Mi Vida. I bet you. I bet you that's a crazy one.
Viver Mi by Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Play you that. Like this is your go to.
Do you go crazy on this one?
Oh yeah, I know this song.
This one picks up in, towards the middle. One. Yeah.
This Ooh. Is a good one.
What about Water? That'd be a good one too.
Is that the one where they're like my vagina or something?
By Tyla.
Oh, the new one.
Water.
I love this. This
is that has to, everybody has to go crazy, right? Yes. Is it new? I didn't know if it's new or not.
It's new, and she actually has a dance to it that's pretty viral. So it
to
makes,
this?
Yes.
Is like, it appropriate?
Yeah, it is.
How does it go?
It's definitely appropriate.
In the chair.
I don't know how to do
so
it.
So it's a lot chair. Of. I imagine it's a lot of rolling. Yeah.
She's from. Where is she from? South Africa. So it's a lot of like hip movements. It's really cool.
Really? Oh. Like Shakira hip movements or even more provocative?
I think it's from a. I think she's from a different area. You got to watch the video. It's so good.
I didn't even watch the video yet.
I've seen the TikTok videos of girls doing it. It might be the same dance.
There's probably some belly in there too, right?
Similar.
Some of that like, you know what I mean? Where it's the hips, but it's like the belly's kind of staying stationary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine.
What do you mean? Say it again.
You know how they're doing the hip
movement.
Can
you stand up and show me?
It's like Shakira, though. It's like Shakira. Hey, y'all calm down.
Let me see it.
If I was about,
can you take off your pants and show me?
If I was about 40 pounds lighter, I would do all these dances.
Can you take off
your pants? She laughs really hard at that.
Can you get naked and show me, please?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe after I
leave. I'm not the dancer here, okay?
You just said you like to dance. But, anyone hold on, that City Girl song is a good one, right?
You know a lot of artists. I guess if you dance to all these songs, you get to know all the songs.
I know the songs, but I'm really terrible at, like, the names of songs and, like,
yeah.
who the artist is. But I'll hear the song and I'll be like, oh, I know this song.
Yeah.
Because I dance to it all the time.
Yeah. Is it this song from City Girls or is it another one? I don't think it's this one.
No, it's definitely not this one.
Is it Pussy Talk?
This one's
I think it's popular. This one.
This one?
Is that the name
it's
of this
one? It's this
one. This is called Act Up.
Mm-hmm. It's this one. she's
like,
A lot of these songs, a lot of them, are, they got the best beats.
It's all about the beat.
I don't know what they're saying, but man, I feel like beat creation is getting way better.
Well, you think so? I think they're all the same beats.
They're probably using the same, but
I feel like now everyone's just using old beats.
Oh, for
they're
sure.
sampling, right?
Sampling, yeah, that's what it's called.
Especially like Cardi B, she's using a lot of reused stuff.
A lot of people are.
Who else?
Yeah, I feel
Nicki
like
Minaj's last album is a lot of samples.
Are you a Minaj fan or a Cardi B fan? If you had to choose.
Oh, I don't like to choose. I like both.
Yeah, but if you had to, gun to the head, had to choose. Yeah.
I had to choose. Nicki.
Yeah, see, really? Nicki's so good.
But Cardi B, I love her.
Energy?
I love her music videos.
Oh, yeah, she's very animated.
I'm a big music video person. I love watching music videos. And she always has, like, the outfits on point, the dancers. It just, yeah.
Aesthetically, yeah.
Aesthetically.
Which
agree.
One? Which one?
Cardi B.
Cardi
B's video is better. Because Nicki's video is pretty good, too.
Nicki's, like, she's by far the better lyricist,
yes,
I think.
Definitely.
But, like, pump, get your, like, get the party going is probably Cardi B.
What about Stallion? What if we put those together?
Oh, I love Megan.
Megan's so hardcore.
You can't compete with Megan.
She's so hard.
She's a better lyricist than Nicki, though, right?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Nicki says a bunch of stuff that sounds cool, but some of it doesn't.
Nicki's
make
the highest. I think she has the most records sold ever from a female musical artist.
Nicki's the better
been around
lyricist.
The longest, though,
she's
too.
Also been around.
There you go. Turned out just a smidge, huh?
Nicki's. hold on. Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion is just always. She has the same tempo. She's like, I'm going to rap that shit, girl, do that shit. Girl's going to do that shit, going to rap that. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the same on every song, right?
Okay, out of those three, who's the best dancer?
The best dancer?
Because freaking.
Megan.
Yeah.
Megan's the best dancer.
Megan is a good
What's
dancer.
What's that one with
She's
Dua Lipa?
She's from Houston, though.
What's that one with Dua Lipa? Sweetest Mistake or.
How hot is Dua
Sweetest
Lipa?
Sweetest Pie.
Sweetest Pie. Did you see that video?
I don't know if I saw that one.
They're like together and they're in the woods and there's all these guys that are like getting taken from the woods and Nicki has like this green little skirt on and she does this like hip movement that I've never seen But that's what I was thinking. Like, she probably is the best. I thought you're a music video girl. That's like a popular one.
I guess I haven't seen
this one. I'm surprised you haven't seen this one. This one's pretty big. I've seen this one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm definitely a music video person too.
I love watching. We spend hours watching music videos at the house.
Yeah. I love music videos.
So would you do a music video eventually? Like,
oh,
where?
Yeah, I would love to be in music videos.
Yeah. Where's this going to lead you? Like, you get really good at choreography and dancing. So, like, what are the outlets that you're interested in pursuing?
There's so many different ways to go. I'm still deciding. I might do different kinds of things. I definitely have been wanting to do more like camera work, like film work.
Like behind the camera?
No, like be on camera, like movies, music videos.
As an actress or a dancer?
Maybe an actress. I've been dabbling a little bit in this short film. I have a friend who's directing a short film, and he's giving me a little section, some lines. I am going to be acting a little bit on it, and mostly dancing, and also choreographing for the film. And we did one last year, 2 years ago. I was in his first short film, and I was so unsure about it the whole process. And then the day of the filming, like to see the camera crew and like watch them, like the whole process, I fell in love with the camera.
What was the short film about?
That one was, it was called Landed in Texas. I need to think about it. That was so long ago.
Like an alien lands in Texas?
That one was about like the arts and like saving the arts. It was a little after COVID when like everything was dark and there was no like arts happening. And it was basically about bringing back art into the world. Yeah, that one I didn't have as much. I wasn't that involved in. This one I'm a little more involved in. It's also about art. Yeah.
There's those big dance studios in Houston. I don't know how big they are, but they film and then they put them on YouTube, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like dancing. Yeah. Those are, I don't know how big it is in Houston, but don't those girls get recruited sometimes to be in music videos?
That's not typically how it works.
No?
To be in music videos. No.
How? What is the process of that?
Typically, music videos are, you know someone, you're signed with an agency who sends you to auditions. It's usually audition based.
Oh, so you have to get signed to like an, it wouldn't be a modeling agency, but it'd be like a, what is it?
A dance agency. They have most of the dance agencies like in New York or LA. Mm. You don't have to have an agency, but it definitely helps.
Yeah. If you build your social accounts up more, then I imagine you don't have to have an agency behind you, right? Because they take a big cut from you too, don't they?
I'm not sure. I actually haven't. I've never had a worked with an agency like that before. Mm. But really what's like most important if you want to like be successful and like pursue all of the things you want in dance, you have to network and have good relationships with people. And like, if I want to dance for this artist, okay, who dances for them? Who's their choreographer? Are they teaching classes? Let me go take their classes. Let me go get to know them. Mm. That's usually how it works. Networking and, yeah.
What stopped you from joining an agency? Sounds like that would move you towards your goals. At least short term, and then if you network, you can do it yourself. But what stopped you from doing that?
Yeah, I guess I could just... Nothing's stopping me.
I could just sell myself and just do that.
Because those agencies are in New York and stuff, but you don't have to be there. They can get you spots in other states, right? Or you can travel when they have a good gig worth
what
your
I would,
time.
What I would need to do is go to an agency audition, which are usually in L.A. or New York. I'd probably go to L.A. because that's more towards where I would want to go. Yeah, I've been to one before. They're really big. You wait in this huge line for like 4 hours.
Wow.
And they teach you the dance in like 5 minutes. And there's like 100 people in one tiny room. And then you do it like 2 times and then they cut you or you stay.
Oh, that's like the, do you ever watch the Dallas Cowboy cheerleading show?
I have.
It's kind of like that. You make it sound somewhere like that.
Yeah, but this is like just one day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, they have like a whole training. It's like a training camp.
They make
like
it very intense too. They call you in the office and they're like, we're gonna have to let you go.
Yeah, that's like intense. They'd be cutting their hair. They're
have
like,
you danced before?
Because
I can't tell.
it's like a board. There's like 3 people, 4 people that are judging your dance moves.
Yeah.
And it's so subjective, right? Like
it's judging, all subjective.
Judging
right?
Dancing, yeah. I think it comes down to judges and like what they're well, into,
like who
what
you're
their
connected
biases
with.
Are. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It probably sucks though. You're not really getting judged. Mm-hmm. He mentioned those group dances. I would, if I were into dancing, like, you know, they will surround each other and then they're just like crumping and doing all this stuff. And everybody's like, oh, and they're building this energy. And then they like hop out and the next one walks in or whatever. It's very much like hip hop. But like, do you think you have the capacity to like get in the circle of one of those and like match the energy?
Freestyling, I struggle with freestyling. I don't know what it is. I haven't figured out how to break out of my shell and when I'm in a group like that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I've been, like, in training, they put us in those situations all the time. Like, we'd have to end the class with a circle and everyone has to go in. And ooh. I'll go in and I'll just, like, do a few moves and, like, run away. But I haven't figured out how to just, like, let go and freestyle like that. I have a few friends who freestyle and battle. And it's just, like, so amazing to me because, I don't know, I guess because I grew up with, like, choreography, so I'm, like, a choreo, they call us choreo heads because there's the dancers who, like, can just freestyle and then maybe struggle with choreography, and then there's the dancers who can do choreography, but when it comes to freestyling, it's, like,
what does that mean to do choreography? Does that mean you can learn the dance steps really quickly?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm very good at retaining choreography and like learning it and remembering it. And I would say I'm pretty strong in that. But my freestyling, I need to work on.
That's in everything, there's that. And you can argue that one's harder than the other. I think they're equally hard, but there's always a divide. Like, when I played basketball, I was better at just freestyling. Like, if we need to learn plays and stuff, not so strong. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I need to be a certain place, I'd overthink it. I'd be like, well, when I'm here, if I have an open shot, do I shoot it or do I just continue on with the play? Mm-hmm. What if this happens? What if that happens? But if I'm freestyling, it's just like, I just kind of, you know, do that. So I skate too. And so, like, that's kind of a thing too. Whereas I can be real structured or I could just, it's, you know, skating is all about freestyle, right? You're just going and expressing yourself and then you're doing different things than other people. So it's very much different from like a structured sport or like structured dance. But it's cool how dance has that divide.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think everything does. I had a few more ideas, but I'm drawing a blank.
Maybe like single sports. But I don't know, like team sports are all structured.
You remember like Drumline where he didn't know the notes, but he can read off of it and you know he could make his own beats up, but when it came to reading music, it's a different thing. And it's almost to some degree it's maybe less fun for the person because they can't just outright express themselves because they're having to follow something.
Yeah.
Because some of those arts, you know, the arts is about expressing yourself and then doing things that come to your head rather than like, oh, you need to do this exactly. Yeah. But what you can do is very hard. I forget, like I can only remember like 4 moves and I'm lost, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely helpful, but that's from all the years of training. So if I have all those years of training and I can do choreography well, then give me some years of freestyling and I'll be just as good. That's the goal. Because you have to be able to do both.
Yeah.
What's the hardest, like what's your go-to move whenever you're freestyling?
I don't even know.
Can you crump? I imagine it's that's crump? Where you start. You start with like a heavy, like, yeah, you know, like a punch kind of thing.
I cannot crump very well because I like to do like the little girly, like chest pop. And so I don't have the aggression for crump. I
have to find it somewhere.
That's my, actually one of my things I'm working on with hip hop movement too, is like, I can do hip hop when it's like groovy and fun, but when I am learning a hip hop choreography that's like more aggressive, I struggle with that. I'm like, I'm not aggressive.
You need to bite your shirt. No, she's get yourself really mad.
Someone punch her in the face, slap, like a slap.
Yeah,
I get pissed if I get slapped in the face.
Have you seen weightlifters or weightlifting competitions? Have you seen those?
I have.
They'll get slapped before they go.
Oh,
get,
really?
To pump them up. It's like a psych thing. You're just getting mad and you want to go lift the weight. So you get people to slap your back. Do the double hand slap.
Or the smelling salts.
That shit hurt. I didn't want people to hit me because it hurt.
No, the back slaps hurt. You know the smelling salts that they do? I've never done those.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that? It's a jar of, like, I guess salt. I've never actually seen in person, but they before they lift, they smell it, and it's so
strong.
Pungent. I don't know. Like, yeah. It's such a whiff that, like, it wakes you up, and then they do the thing, and then they have a lot more energy. But it's, like, short-lived, but it's, like, almost unbearable to smell. But it gives you this...
Interesting.
Like, it wakes your brain up almost.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
We watch a podcast where they'll open it and they'll smell it. Like,
yeah, I don't even know what it is. Is it actual salt?
I think it just, they call it smelling salts. Salt?
Let's look it up real quick.
Yeah, that might be a thing.
Smelling salts.
Have you gotten any slides or way, like, you know, like the sliding of the feet?
Gliding. Yes.
I don't know any freaking names.
Yes. There's a studio in Houston. A garage. That's like my favorite hip hop studio to go to. I remember I was in there. They used to have like a training program, and we would spend like a whole session just practicing lift your heel, slide, switch, like for hours. And it's actually a lot more difficult than I thought to figure it out. But yeah, gliding. And the waving too, like the fingers.
That was real popular when I was in school.
Yeah, I
still do the. That's my go-to.
We grew up at the same time, so it's like Usher and stuff. So like we're all doing the things. But the one thing I can never get was shuffling.
Mm-hmm.
I just I would.
Is that where you like lift your knee up?
Yeah, it's like the
the shuffling.
But it's like all the like but it's. I just suck.
Can
at
you do
it.
That?
I haven't really shuffled that much. No, I've never really.
That's a whole subculture of dancing. Like,
it's become a whole thing. Cool. Mostly in like rave culture.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I imagine there's some overlap of what you're doing, right? Aren't some clubs EDM and?
Yeah, I have some friends who actually like are on shuffle teams, and like the big festivals will hire like. Go-go dancers and like shuffle dancers, so they'll have dancers like shuffling.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but shuffling, I never really got into it.
It's a lot of energy expelled. It's like just so much, like
a lot of calories.
Yeah, definitely a cardio workout.
Maybe that's what I need to do to lose weight. They do it in the dirt. It's like I imagine you need like a smooth surface, but they'll like. Float around and they'll do some of the gliding with it, you know, and incorporate it, and they're doing it on the dirt. I'm like, how
are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not on TikTok.
the shufflers on TikTok will, you know, put their phone on the ground and they'll draw out X's, and they're always like looking at the camera and they're like, and they're telling you where to go, and then they start off slow and they do it slow.
Oh,
and they go like one round slow, and I'm like, all right, I can do this shit. and then they go fast, and I'm like, oh fuck, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm just imagining you like trying to learn this video.
I've tried to do it it became real popular at the like height of COVID, whenever we were staying home. There was this one girl. There was this one girl who would like is the same music. It was like ba-da-da-ba-dum, but she would always be like, she'd tap it and then draw out the X and then do it really slow. And then make it look really easy. Yeah. Build your confidence. Like, all right, I can fucking do this. And then all of a sudden she starts going fast with the music.
Yeah.
Losing me every time.
It's like there's 10 steps and you can do 9.
Yeah.
And then 10, she goes full speed. And you're like, what the fuck? You didn't just teach me. You didn't teach me this just a minute
there's
ago.
Like a little thing where they don't do it.
It's a, there's a little hopping thing too.
Yeah.
That you have to maintain with it so that you're able to like move your feet quick. But every once in a while I'll catch it and I'm like, and I lose it. It's like a rhythm thing. It's
so difficult to learn how to dance online.
Yeah.
Through a video.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need someone to show me, like, grab my leg and move it with me or something.
Mm-hmm. Get inside of your clothes,
maybe,
and then.
Yeah. Well, it's like working out. It's like working out. When Mike and I were working out this morning, there's, like, there's moves where I'm not really good at explaining how to do it, but I'm better. I can just, let me show you how to do it.
Yes.
And then copy what I do, because I can't touch your arm and get it to the position where it's like supposed to be. I'm not good at that.
I definitely learn better like by mimicking people.
Yeah, same here.
I need to see you. Not two-dimensional. I need three-dimensional.
Yeah, I want to be able to walk around you and be like, oh, that's where you put your leg at.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of be in a mirror, or do you just kind of go the same way, you face the same way they are? I couldn't pick it up if I was looking at you and your face. I'd have to kind of.
Yeah, so in class, typically we're all looking in the mirror and the teacher is too. So usually I look in the mirror at the teacher who's teaching me.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mirrors are a big part.
They're important. But then also you have to try and not be too into the mirror. Because then all your energy is going this way when the dance is not just this way.
Yeah, because when you're performing it, you probably don't want to look the whole time that way because you have to probably look at your hands and do all this. But if you practice just in the mirror like that, you probably will want to just look forward.
Yeah, I feel like I would stress out about my face. What do you do with your face when you're go-go dancing?
She's like this.
No, I feel like, do you supposed to smile when you're doing it or like?
Oh, I do all different kinds of faces.
Really?
I
do
smile.
Me a face right now. What do you do?
Oh, I don't know. You're putting me on the spot.
Like this?
I usually like, start.
It's just over and over.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I remember you could do that.
That was pretty good, right?
Oh, what kind of faces do I do? I actually used to, when I taught classes, I would make everyone stand in front of the mirror and not dance and just make facial expressions.
Like what?
And stare at each other. Like smiling and like opening your mouth like. And like, you know, how to like make eye contact and like do a wink or something.
Y'all would practice together doing that?
Yeah. It's super awkward. They hated it, but it's really it's really good and
but
helpful.
You had to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did y'all try to make each other laugh too?
Sometimes. Sometimes I would make them stand in front of each other, like face to face, and make faces at each other. Like every 8 count, change your face. So if we're like looking at each other, okay, now switch your face. Okay, now switch your face.
That's funny. That could be a fun game, even for like
it's fun.
People at the house, like to you know break the ice or whatever.
It's fun. Yeah. It's really good because you're able to like connect with like the audience more. Like even though they're not really watching you the whole time, if you see someone in the crowd watching you dance and you give them a little wink or a smile, it just like changes their whole attitude.
If you catch the wrong guy, it'd be like, no, she loves me.
She loves me.
She loves me.
Usually I get like the look away really fast. She's looking at me.
Oh God.
Do you ever try to lock eye contact and see who breaks first?
Oh yeah. All the time. It's so fun.
It's who? So unlike
do you,
you
win?
I feel like. That's crazy.
It's so fun. I always win.
Really?
Yes. Always.
What makes you want to do it to a particular person?
I don't know.
They're fucking around.
It's just so fun.
You're like, this guy looks like a cocky piece of shit. Let me get him.
Anyone who's looking at me.
Really?
Anyone.
Well, you got to entertain yourself up there, right?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, you actually get kind of lonely up there. Because everyone's in their own world and you're just up there. So if someone looks at you, you're like, oh, you're paying attention to me. Hi.
What are you looking at, you asshole?
That's funny. You ever do anything goofy?
Oh, yeah. I like to, like, stick my tongue out at people. Really? Like, If someone's like really drunk, sometimes they like to copy my moves. So if they start copying my moves, then I'll slowly start doing like more and more like weird things, like
the chicken.
See how long they last. Like, are they actually gonna copy me?
That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah, the face thing would make me trying to. I feel like the dancing, I'd be like okay if I was a good dancer, but I wouldn't know what to do with my face. Like, what am I supposed to do with my mouth?
What do with my hands?
Yeah, there's a lot of girls that are like so good at dancing, but then their face is just dead or they look mad.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't look like that.
Change your face.
Yeah.
Like taking a picture, like you don't know what to do with your hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do I do with my hands? Put them.
Yeah, I definitely learned how to take better pictures from go-go dancing.
Really?
Yes. we're required to, like, take pictures before we go on to, like, be like, hey, we're here. We're on time. Our outfit looks good. We have everything on right, you know, stuff like that. And so that's, like, our little photo shoot. So we would, like, I'd go on Instagram, actually, and I look at other go-go dancers, and I copy their poses, and I practice how to, like,
it's all about the hands.
Yeah. The hands, the legs, the shoulders.
Yeah.
The everything. Angle.
Yeah, it's like you cross it, and you have your hand like this, but you're, like, slightly turned.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You can turn them on quick, too. You're immediately changing all your, you know, your posture up.
Yeah.
In a second, so it seems like you practice it.
Definitely.
I'm never, like, worried about, but I see shitty pictures of me just where I'm like, and then I'm wearing a tight shirt and my like stomach's all fat. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm a nasty piece of shit.
Gotta suck it in.
I actually saw a picture this weekend. I was like sitting on my phone and someone took a picture. I think it was probably Courtney. And I look fucking nasty, dude.
You think she did?
I looked like a cheeseburger.
Like a cheeseburger.
If a person looked like a cheeseburger.
With bacon or jalapenos or both?
Like what? Triple meat. Like one of those sloppy ones where the meat's kind of sliding off.
A lot of grease.
Like a smash burger.
Yeah.
I love smash burgers.
One of those ones that just...
Like a greasy?
It just kind of shit falls out of it.
I could have kept going, dude.
I could have.
Yeah. What kind of taco would you be if you could be a taco?
What?
Yeah.
I love tacos.
If you were a taco, what kind of taco would you be?
For being tasty or for what it is?
If you just could... resurrect yourself as a taco, what kind of taco would you be?
I would be a breakfast taco.
With what on it?
Potato, egg, and cheese.
That's it?
That's my favorite taco.
Potato, egg, and cheese, that's it?
It's my favorite taco ever.
That's a good taco, but it's like...
She answered that fucking quick. We asked her shit about dancing, like specifics. She's like, I don't know. Taco, dude?
I know.
Damn, that was quick.
You got a flour or a corn tortilla?
Ooh. Flour.
Definitely flour.
Nobody eats fucking corn.
Real Mexicans, which I am not, eat corn tortillas.
If you pull a Mexican aside and ask them, they're never agree that it's corn.
Yes,
taco.
Dude, it's always corn. Do you know this?
I didn't know that.
Okay, well, we have a problem here.
Interesting.
Are you sure you're not talking about mixed corn and flour?
No, I'm... Is that even a thing? Mixed corn and flour?
Yeah, HEB does it.
Look, we're gonna go survey.
Good. They got a little.
They're interesting.
Corn taste with the flour consistency.
Yeah, I tried it and I was like,
it's ass.
What's the point?
You didn't like it?
That's like white people shit trying to like, oh, we're gonna make this into.
Like you want to eat corn, but you're still stuck on flour. It's like, just make a decision.
If you want to look like a cheeseburger, get the mix because it'll get you there quick.
What kind of taco would you be? If you could be a fucking taco.
I like I like breakfast tacos, but yeah. I can see you as a breakfast taco. But for me,
a little hot sauce on you though?
Definitely.
Some red hot sauce?
Green. I'm green all
Tomatillo?
The way.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So did you
It's good.
Did you say the taco you were cuz you like those?
Yes.
Oh. Well, if that's the case, probably the birria. I know that's not the way you say it, but
birria.
Maybe. How do you actually say it? I've never...
It's always wrong. Whatever I say, it's wrong. Even if I repeat it. If they say it, it's wrong. If they're looking at me and say it, it's wrong too. It's like, you would see, I think it's Beria, but there's like...
Beria.
Something's fucking mixed.
Beria.
Why don't you ask them to say it? Ask Siri to say it or something. She probably fuck it up too. Nobody can say it. Whenever you say it, it's wrong. Like, they're like, even if you're really close, they're like, oh, you mean... Bedia. It might be Bedia.
I'll have to ask my boyfriend. He's actually Mexican.
Really?
You think he can say it? This guy's Mexican. He can't say it.
He's from Mexico. He lives there.
So he can say it.
So I bet he can say it.
So can you speak Spanish?
Me?
No. Your boyfriend.
Yes. He can speak Spanish.
No, he doesn't.
So his English is like as good as my Spanish, and my Spanish.
What do y'all do?
Is very little.
Write shit down.
Well, you can't read. You can't write shit. Google Translate.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Why didn't we talk about this a long time ago? How long have y'all been together?
It's been 5 months now.
Five days.
5 days. We met in September, I think. Yeah, in September when I went on vacation.
So you think are y'all able to have deep conversations?
Yeah.
Yeah?
On the translate.
It's so, I always worry about translate that it's like you're not really, like what you're trying to say, I feel like it's going to be a little different. So yes. You feel like you're like
sometimes,
saying this deep stuff.
Sometimes things get lost in translation, but actually our communication is very, very good.
I imagine it's probably really good. You almost have to over communicate.
Yes.
And is he here?
No, he's not. He lives in Playa del Carmen.
Oh, I guess that's where you went on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He just visited Houston for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's really cool.
Look at how lit up she is.
I know.
He's going to be disappointed the taco you picked, though.
Oh, no. Look, not a here we go. Taco.
Oh, Barry. He knows I'm a.
You're?
Wait, say it again.
Barry.
No, there's no fucking way.
Body. Is it body?
How about you YouTube it? And I bet you someone will say it.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's like
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Say someone saying Beria.
Does that a thing, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can say words and it'll.
Someone.
We just need. We can't have a robot say it. They're not going to be right.
Yeah, Siri does not pronounce things right.
Someone saying Betty. How do you pronounce Betty?
Yeah, there you go. I saw it. Oh, fuck.
You got to do this bullshit.
Do we need a commercial for a pronunciation video?
This might not be a person.
Oh, no.
We are looking at how to pronounce this word.
Oh, he's got an accent. That's not how you spell it. It's Bear.
Well. So make sure to stay tuned and consider subscribing for more learning.
It's B-I-R-R-A, I think.
Say it again.
Bar.
I think it's B-I-R-R-A.
It is normally
you think that's right?
B-I-R-R-I-A.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I-R-R.
It should pop up, right, when you're typing it?
And it didn't.
That's
Beria Tacos. How to pronounce?
Yes.
All right, here we go. It's going to be another commercial problem.
Is that Italian?
You're looking at how to pronounce the name of this Mexican dish from the state of Jalisco.
Jalisco.
The dish is a meat stew traditionally made from goat meat, but occasionally made from beef or mutton. How do you go about pronouncing it? In Spanish, in Mexico, it would be said as birria with a double R.
You do there's want 20 to R's in there.
Double R if you're pronouncing it in Spanish. Birria.
Birria.
Tacos. I can't even do that.
I'll take a birria taco.
Birria.
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 Birria taco. You didn't know you were eating fucking goat, dude.
Birria.
Birria.
Man, I hear it different everywhere, and it's just, I'm never right. So now I just say birria.
The problem with
white people at him.
Mexican, like Tex-Mex Spanish, is they don't say the entire word. It's like they speak it so fast, but they don't enunciate. It's like someone, I think of it as someone who's talking in English, but they're not really pronouncing all the letters, right? So it's hard to understand.
That sounds pretty good. I would believe the one you said.
Yeah.
Speaking of food, we always ask our guests this. So, you know, you seem fit. You have to dance. You have to kind of stay in shape. What does your diet look like?
My diet.
Specifically?
Like yesterday, what did you eat?
No, I want to, do that. But I want to know what really you're eating. I don't want to know your best day. I want to know what you're really eating.
So my diet. Wow.
Breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
I love breakfast tacos, definitely. But I try to eat pretty clean. I try to stick with low inflammatory foods because I have endometriosis and it's been getting really bad lately. So I've actually been really focusing on low inflammation diet, like salmon, fruits. I love to snack. So usually I only eat like breakfast and then I snack all day and eat a dinner. Mm. Yeah, I don't have the best eating habits. I'm still struggling with my eating habits. I went through a weight loss journey when I was in right after high school. I used to be much bigger than this, and then I lost 35 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. So
was that at the time that you were at the coffee shop?
It was, like, right before I worked at the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. It was when I was 18, 19, just getting out of high school. I was much bigger. I was eating a lot of fast food, processed foods, Southern cooking. My mom cooks a lot of meat, potatoes, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So then when I went through my weight loss journey, I did kind of learn a little bit about nutrition, but it wasn't, you know, it was all I knew. And then I started intermittent fasting. And I started kind of not eating enough and getting a calorie deficit and just kind of starving myself. So I'm always back and forth between, am I eating enough? Am I not eating enough? Am I eating okay? I'm always stressing out about if I'm eating good or not.
Wow.
Yeah, but I try to, you know, have a balance. Like, yes, I have days where I eat bad and eat burgers and fast food, but I try to stick to a clean diet because now it really affects me. Like, I can really tell a difference if I eat good or bad.
What are some of the things that you can tell?
My inflammation, definitely. I get super bloated super quick. I fluctuate my weight so much. Like, 2 weeks ago, I was 122, and yesterday, I was 128.
What?
Yeah. I fluctuate.
That's like more than water weight.
Yeah, I fluctuate so much. And so, yeah, and yeah, that's pretty much all.
Was that the same scale?
Yeah, same scale.
Damn. It's not eat like that day or something?
No, I try to eat pretty consistently.
Do you weigh yourself at the same time?
Mm-mm. I don't weigh myself that often.
Well, when you compared yourself, the 6 pounds difference, did you weigh yourself?
Oh, like same time of day? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's a fluctuation.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, but I do try to eat very, very good. It's important to me to eat healthy.
And everybody's definition of clean is different. So I noticed you said salmon and
clean
and fruit.
Yes. I try to go to the farmer's market. I cannot eat fruit from the grocery stores anymore. Salmon, yes. Beef, if it's good quality beef, like grass-fed beef. I just try to stay away from fast food.
Yeah.
That's processed foods.
What are you snacking on?
Snack?
Pizza.
I go to Sprouts, and I love, like, the bulk aisle, mm-hmm. like cashews and like trail mix and those dried mangoes.
Oh, dude.
I love dried
mangoes.
Those
are so good.
Dude.
Those are my snacks. Hummus. I like to make little like charcuterie plates. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my snack. So I'll cut up some fruit, some nuts, some cheese.
Put a slab of pizza on there. before you know it. The problem, I can't stop eating those things though.
Pizza?
The little snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I eat too much.
I hear it's not good to snack, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. People do different things.
And you stay away from the milk and the coffee, but is it like a dairy thing for you, or is it just a milk thing?
I don't completely stay away from dairy because I love cheese. Mm-hmm. But milk, I try to stay away from because it does make me a little sick. I hear it's bad for your skin. So yeah, that kind of turned me off, actually.
Dairy is, from what I read, is very inflammatory. So, mm-hmm. But I, just like you, I like cheese. I don't mess around with milk because I can't, but like cheese is addicting. So
yeah, cheese is the only reason I cannot be dairy free.
Have you tried raw milk before?
No, I
from
haven't.
From the farmer's market?
I haven't.
So pasteurized milk from the store or Sprouts, wherever you buy it, it messes with my stomach too.
Yeah.
But if I drink a couple of gallons of raw milk and it didn't mess with my stomach. I'm talking mess with my stomach like I drink a glass of milk and I'll have to go poop like immediately.
Really?
Violently. Like really bad. Oh, yeah. But like raw milk, no problems.
I'll have to try raw milk.
You know the difference, right? Like raw milk is straight from the cow.
It's straight from the cow.
Not pasteurized, yeah.
Okay, I'll have to try some.
Try a little glass of it.
I'm not really a big milk drinker. Only
I'm not either.
Coffee or with cookies.
that slipped out, huh? I didn't mean to say that.
I love cookies.
What kind of cookie?
No, I'm not ashamed. I don't discriminate. What? All cookies.
All cookies? What is your favorite cookie?
You got to pick one. You gotta pick one in the store.
From the store? Oh, I don't buy cookies from the store.
You make them?
Cookies. Oh. Yes. I used to have a cookie business.
Really?
Yes.
What was the name?
Carly's Cookies, obviously. Ooh. Very creative. I used to make the little sugar cookies with the royal icing, the decorative ones.
Oh, shit.
All the cute little shapes for, like, birthday parties and wedding showers and things like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But then it was so much work that it wasn't fun anymore when I had to do it for work. So yeah. I quit my cookie business.
Damn it.
But yeah, I still make them.
Yeah. I have two more questions about diet. Are you an overeater? Or do you nibble? Like, do you know when to stop?
I'm not an overeater. I almost never finish my meal.
I knew it. See, all this is invalid now.
I'm that person that will have like two bites left and be like, I can't do it. I don't know if it's like a mental thing, like I feel better that I didn't finish it or what, but I cannot finish my food. But I do have my days, like, you know, I used to be like a binge eater, so I do have my days where I kind of go back to that and I'm like, I want to eat everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my struggle. I'll eat my food and then I'll be like, hey, are you going to finish that?
But typically I don't finish or I forget to eat. I'm like, when was the last time I eat?
How the fuck is that possible? I've heard that too.
I don't know. It's sometimes I don't have a consistent schedule. So sometimes I'm going all day.
You're busy. Okay.
I'm busy. I didn't cook. I didn't have food at the house. I just kind of forget.
If you're busy, yeah.
Yeah, I get a little dizzy and I get a little headache and I'm like,
wake up from
when
passing
did I
out?
Eat yesterday? Oh, okay, time to eat.
Wow.
Yeah.
My last one is, how often do you drink?
Alcohol?
Uh-huh.
Socially, definitely. Maybe when I'm on vacation.
Oh, not during the week? Or like not
during the week.
Weekends or anything?
If I go out with friends, yeah. But I don't like keep alcohol around the house. I never really am like, oh, I need to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially lately, I haven't been drinking as much because it's really been affecting my endometriosis. And it really affects my cycle and my, like, cramps.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Like, if I don't drink alcohol for a whole month, I'm fine. If I have a night where I go out, it's terrible.
No way.
Yeah.
And so when you're out drinking, I imagine it's like the food. Is it how many drinks would you get up to? Is it like I would imagine it's like a couple, but are you like throwing them down?
I'm more of a shot girl.
Are you?
Damn, you go hard, huh?
I like shots because I don't like the mix with the sugar and all of that. If I do a drink, it's like tequila with ginger beer, like something light, or shots with like a club soda. I like to do it right. I don't like to get sick to my stomach.
No, that's good. But how many of those will you do? Say you're just doing shots.
Let's see.
45.
Be honest, because I'm just trying to assess this, you know.
I'm trying to get, like, crazy. I would say, like, 3 or 4.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm
but,
an alcoholic.
You know, I've had...
Well, how many are you?
Definitely a lightweight.
I can't even count.
Really?
Yeah. It's bad. I can't even count.
When I'm in Mexico, though,
five or six.
Different story. It's I don't even know. because okay. I don't have to worry about how many I've had.
Yeah, because you're on vacation.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know how I can function.
God damn.
No, it's like, I don't know if it's the Irish in me or whatever, but I can drink.
That was the biggest excuse, the Irish in me.
No. The reason that I can drink so much and I don't get really messed up.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
Is that just something people say? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
One of those sayings, like, well, it's because I'm Mexican. Like, I like tacos. Cause I'm
yeah. I would believe it from you. Why don't you just believe it?
Because right? That was funny. You don't say stuff like that.
Yeah. I surprised you every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, fuck me, right? All right. Well, Carla, we had a good time.
Yeah, me too.
This was fun. We should do it again.
Yeah, I'm down.
What is your social media public?
Is it? Yeah, I think it is.
How can
yeah.
people follow you on social
My
media?
My social media is public. I would say Instagram is the best.
What is your handle?
It is carly.rotremel.
That's your last name? Mm-hmm.
I never said it. I've seen it so many times, I never said it.
How do you Rotremel. Say it? Rotremel. Where is that from?
I have no idea.
Irish?
I have no idea.
No?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say carly.cookies.
No, right. Don't follow that page.
Do you still have it up?
I think I still have it on my Facebook.
I'm gonna go follow it.
I'm gonna go put an order in. So you better yeah. get back home quick.
Get a response.
I better get my fucking cookies. I'm gonna be pissed. Well, we had a good time. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
All right, rock on. Bye-bye. Bye bye.